she does not read Bhagavad Gita, then you can say, ask her.
Anything
apart from the Vedic system? Huh? Anything apart from the Vedic system? Not really knowing. Maybe some fragmental knowledge. But if one wants full knowledge in life, then he must be Bhagavad. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary ABCD, and this let him read Bhagavad. Bunch of newspaper. Let me talk like this. Amdhara Sandhu, they're passing a great leader. Giving men wrong direction and spoil the life. He cannot save himself. And he can spoil it. Very nice.
Satan's mind is so flickering. There's so much disturbance.
The mind is the first creation on material and nature. From the mind, senses are created. Five senses for knowledge gathering and five senses for working. And five ears within the body. In this way, the mind and 15. This is called Sorosha, Upachara. 16. And then the ingredients, Pancha Mahabhava. Then intelligence, Ahankara, possible. This 24 combination. And Atma, Jiva, and then Krishna. 26. The 26 combination is this body, mind, self, soul, perpetual, everything. So, I'm ready.
Hey, he's just a little early, I just look about that. Just a little early, school down. I mean, 10 minutes. Is this the news?
No. Is in ignorance. Combination of matter and soul, moving animals, some of them are standing as trees and plants, and some of them are moving. Yeah. very different. To study what is the value of knowledge. We do not know the fundamental things. What is the value of the knowledge? Simply observation, superficial, external. There is good scope that receiving this book we should take chance of preaching this Bhagavatam and the classes should be held especially because the religious classes are already there. Let them study Bhagavad Gita. And they will accept it. They are not fools. Simply we have to introduce it. The Western people are not fools, but misguided. So you take the charge of guiding them to the consciousness moment to be successful. They will appreciate, they will take it up. Reform, and their lives will be successful. And if they utilize their intelligence, how to reduce population and kill child within the home, and there is no soul in the home, when they come out, then the soul demands. What is this nonsense? Unless there is soul, how it becomes manifest?
If
all existed, all
is growing within the womb, then
what is life? The same process is going on from the very beginning. The body is formed and it develops. The child is born, the same process is going on. How do you say there is no soul? If there is no soul, how it has developed in the womb. Such rascals, they are passing on as big scientists. What is the reason? They don't believe that there is no soul.
They are really no argument.
Huh?
They are really no
argument. All dogmatic. Mm-hmm. All dogmatic foolishness. They are preparing and it is going on in the name of Vigyan science.
If they admit it,
Vigyan should be enunciated, Vigatam Vigyan. Vigatam, you understand? Vigatam, Vigatam means lost. So Vigyan, you can make two meanings. Vishishta Vigyan. Vishishta V means Vishishta. Means full. Explain knowledge. You can mean this meaning. Another meaning can do. Being is vigata, lost. So vigata jnana. There vigyan means vigata jnana. Lost of our knowledge. So that is given in Bhagavad Gita. Maya apurita jnana. This is vigyan. You can explain in this way. Maya, or Maya has taken away their knowledge, and that is going on as Vigyan science. Maya has made them rascals, and they are presenting this as men of advancement. Rascal is representing himself as advanced in knowledge. That is the defect of quality.
Advanced
demoniacs. Yes. Advanced demon. Actually, they're advanced demon.
They're very expert.
Pasura. Asuri Bhava Masu. being infected with the contamination of diffusion, godlessness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Without any guidance. The child touches fire and he somebody this is advancement of knowledge. Then imagine what is the world. Because all these rascals, they are endeavor in endeavor. They say Brahma Kashyapu. He had never heard. Also has become immortal, which is impossible, but he is advanced in that position. Hiranyakashipu is such a big demon, his only idea that the devotees, they attack us sometimes, but now I shall attack them and plunder them, but because I am now practically immortal, what they do? They cannot kill me. So I am gone with my demonic activities. They cannot do. This is his position. He did not know that is the greatest foolishness, that he was trying to become immortal. When it was said by Brahma, no, it is not possible. Still he expected that I shall become immortal. Brahma rightly said, no, this is not possible. I am not immortal, I cannot be immortal. But you are not hearing in Brahma. He thought that in an indirect way, I shall be called his man. Brahma. All right, sir. Then give me the benediction. What is that? I will not die in the land. All right. Not in the water. Yes. Not in the air. No, yes. He thought that these three things finished. Then why shall I die? There are three things only. Land, water, sky. So he has given me benediction. I shall not die anywhere as before. So I have cheated. And then, I shall not die in daytime, yes. I shall not die in nighttime. Yes. But Maya dictated that there is another space or another place between day and night. That is called Sandhya. That is accepted. But he forgot that. And Krishna is more intelligent. He, Hiranyakashipu, does not kill in daytime or nighttime. He has given the sunlight. And so for land, sky and water is concerned. And that also was when he plays, he seeks, he kills him on the land. He cannot take his land. We cannot take the sky, we cannot take the books. So Krishna is so kind that his devotees, Brahma, has given him his benediction without touching all those points. Hiranyakashipu could not accuse Brahma that he said you have cheated. No, whatever he was pointed at him, you have cheated. You do not know that your knowledge is imperfect. You cannot make it perfect. So that is your fault. But so far, I am concerned, whatever you want, I say yes. 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 But I said also that in spite of all this, you never leave. That's not possible. But you fool, you did not take care. So in spite of cunningness, you remained a fool. You thought that you are very intelligent, kind, and fully equipped. Nobody can kill me. But I say that this is not possible. I never cheated you. You cannot say that I cheated.
Just like in the law, they try to make the law so perfect and no one can get around it. But always just some very smart lawyer would find the loophole.
Oh, yes. Being lawyer means to find out parts with the present law. That is big lawyer. More intelligent than Krishna. I did that with the fact, more intelligent. That was that one. That's the whole mula.
Mogita.
Huh? Mogita. Ah, Mogata, Moga Parma, Parmana, Moga Jnana, Jesus. Okay, simple thing. You sell an entry, you get out of it. No. Well, I might do according to my own needs. Precisely. Huh? I'll give you precisely. For executing your wings, you're getting a good driver. This is the Krishna is giving good advice. You not accept it. So Krishna is so kind, all right, you go me a long way, I shall give you a facility. Yes. That facility is Maya. His mind and Maya. His desire, the mind is also given by Maya. So that he can punish him very severely. So, soon as mine, now he wants desire after desire and desire. I will give you facility.
Mind is an agent of punishment.
Yes. This material mind.
Mm.
And we can see madman. He is not acting in his mind. Mind is voluntary, he is acting duly. Mind is there, but it is covered by some impression. Therefore, a madman is thinking. He is not acting, he is not acting. Useless.
But
killing himself.
Sometimes the mass person who goes mad, they have to put them in a padded cell so that they don't harm themselves.
Yeah. Otherwise, he will create disadvantage for others. This is the self. All material world. You keep yourself within this cell and walk is a madness of life. Still, there is instruction is there that if you do this way, then you go to that planet, if you do this way, then you go to yours. Still there is goodness. But since within that, Krishna is saying, Majjarino Vijayanti Ma, but you can come to me also. But he will not take that in his life.
Becoming Christian means they have to give up all their own personal desires.
Yes, everything is there. Simply we have to accept it. If you don't accept it, it's over. What can we do? If we accept the path of going to hell, in spite of higher authorities in the sector, then who can say? That is why. He's thinking he has become very intelligent, that he can defeat God, defeat his spiritual master, and be happy. He does not know that he can neither deceive God or the eternal Guru. So he is not possible. But he is thinking that. And he is being put into suffering conditions. Just like ordinary feet and ropes, they think, I'm deceiving God. A government has got so many agents that he is arrested. But this sinful government may not be so smart, but how you can deceive the government of Krishna? That is not true.
Like children playing, they think that they become a king or this or that. And they're completely absolutely.
Like children. The children's father also.
I think they're all these.